Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, the Keystone Sports app. Dustin Hawkinsmith, Greg Pickle back here. The first time in 3 weeks, I think it is, that Greg and I are in the same recording studio doing this thing. I don't know whether that's a gift to you or a curse to you, but either way, you're welcome, I guess. We're coming to you together again from the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Recapping the news of the weekend as we usually do. We'll start that in just a moment. We're also going to really start to get into 2020, spring, summer, fall preview kind of thing. Three guys to watch, or however many we think. We'll start with three as a benchmark, but guys who are off the radar just a wee bit on the offensive side of the ball. A little bit later this week, we'll do the same thing on the defensive side of the ball. Be sure to tune in. Once again, second straight week, we're going to go double dip on Penn State hoops. Not quite the same good vibes as the last time we were sitting here with this team, but there's still plenty to talk about. Jeff Brown will join us in a little bit, and then we'll get into maybe some of the bigger picture stuff when it looks to looking ahead to the NCAA tournament and that kind of thing. So not a ton of, you know, really heavy hitting news, but obviously Thon this past weekend, the revenue report that Penn State put out. I'm always a little curious to see where things are trending on that front. This is the freshest thing. Daniel Joseph finds a transfer home to NC State. Not the biggest of news for Penn State, not the biggest impact in the world on their pass rush, but I do think the defensive end rotation, you have some questions, and having a fifth-year senior, even if it's at the end of your rotation, can benefit. But he gets a good opportunity to try to go and finish his career off, maybe with a better chance, because he was clearly overtaken at Penn State. Maybe he can shuffle the deck and move up in the rotation at NC State.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think that this is a good opportunity for him to get a fresh start. And if you read the statement he put out, I mean, he was very appreciative of Penn State and everything that Sean Spencer, James Franklin, his teammates, the coaches, the fans, the university, the list could go on and on, everything that everyone did for him during his time in blue and white. But I mean, let's be honest, he fought injuries along the way. He was a guy who I think was really going to have a hard time getting to, a point of the depth chart where he was going to see a significant number of snaps this year. And with a new defensive line coach coming in, that could obviously have shaken things up, maybe for better, maybe for worse, but we'll never know now. But, you know, when you put all of it together, I just think that him moving on definitely made sense to a place where he might be able to crack the lineup a little bit quicker. He might be able to see more snaps, and he still gets to stay at the FBS level. So it kind of is a win-win for everybody. Penn State is recruited well. I hate to use the phrase recruiting over guys, but sometimes it does happen where you bring in somebody and then a couple years later, a younger guy reaches the point you thought that guy was going to reach before he does. And when that happens, it can be really tough to leapfrog your way back up the depth chart. So good for him for finding a home, again, staying at the FBS level. And I know we'll be watching to see how he does.
And I think that's when you look at Penn State's experience with the transfer portal, a lot of it, it comes down to that. Guys who, you know, there comes a make or break point, and that's probably an interesting segment for the future. Maybe some players on this current roster who are getting to that make or break point where they either make their move up the depth chart or they risk being passed over possibly permanently. But that's Penn State's experience with the transfer portal in a bunch of these cases. And for Joseph, what are you going to do here? I mean, he's not a bad player, but you know, Jason Owe has a real shot to be special. Adisa Isaac has a real shot to be special. You know, Shaka Toney's back, Shane Simmons is back. There wasn't going to be a whole shift in Daniel Joseph's situation. So the only thing really left was to do this and to, you know, try to start over again. And as a grad transfer, be able to try to do it right away at NC State. But like you said, we'll be watching. We'll be rooting for the guy to do something big as a redshirt senior. How about Thon this past weekend? I don't know if you have – do you have any personal experience with it?
Well, I've been to the event a couple of times, but other than that, no. I've been there probably twice. I think I've been there twice, never on Sunday for the reveal or anything. But no, obviously another great weekend. It seems that The issues presented by the ending of the canning practice, which for those who don't know, that was students going out and soliciting donations for the fight against pediatric cancer at street corners and outside of businesses, etc. And there were some tragedies that happened that made the university and those that organized Don decide to go in a different fundraising direction. The good news is that is 2020. We can send money to each other at the drop of a hat any number of ways. So it seems like they've been able to capitalize on that. 11.6 million, some odd million, was what the final total was revealed Sunday. The football team was involved. You know, they had the dance at the pep rally, which the men's gymnastics team, well, they probably shouldn't get to compete in that. I feel like that event is something they've won four times in a row now, and who's going to stop them? But at any rate,
they should outlaw like backflips and stuff. Like,
sure.
Let's level the playing field
right.
A little bit.
But yeah, so obviously another great weekend for the school and for the folks that put a lot of time and effort into Thon and all the good things that come out of it. The football program, again, hosted a number of Four Diamonds families at the Lash building. They take them around, show them kind of where things are. They play some games and things along those lines. And it's always been a good event, Dustin. This year, definitely no different. And, you know, from that event, we did learn a couple of things. You know, Pat Freiermuth telling reporters up there that he felt snubbed to not be a Mackey Award semifinalist, which who can blame him? And then, you know, the other thing was they saw Keziah Holmes in the number 26 jersey. So
yeah, how about that?
The first Penn State running back to wear that since Saquon Barkley left. So obviously high standards there. But, you know, unless they were going to retire the jersey, somebody was going to wear it at some point. And I'm a big fan. He's a guy that we've talked about as a maybe an instant impact player. So I am kind of a big fan of him saying, yep, I'm willing to take on and shoulder that load.
I completely agree.
Worked out pretty well for Micah with number 11.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, if you're willing to just kind of grab that and run with it, by all means. We were talking about this, and there's so much good that happens. You just mentioned just sort of the ripple effects. Obviously, the $11 million, but there's so much that goes into it. These kids touring the Lash building, getting a weekend of good things to happen to them when they need good things to happen to them. We were talking about just the idea of just the people there who are dancing for 48 hours, and it begged the question, what could you do for 48 consecutive hours? Nothing halfway athletic.
No.
There's no way.
No. I would have a hard time just sitting somewhere for 48 hours. I like to be on the go. Yeah.
Can I alternate between sitting and laying? That's the...
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you could.
Oh, 100%.
I mean,
maybe 72. Not 96 hours.
I mean, this goes back to the conversation that you and I had a couple of weeks ago now about would you sit... See if you can remind me about the red light thing that we had discussed. Sitting in a red light, and that way you wouldn't have to do
it anymore. So the gist of it, and we are going to go way far afield here, but the gist of it was if the average person sits in traffic for 20 minutes a day, you know, you take that times 7, 140 minutes a week, you're looking at 7,000 minutes a year of sitting in traffic. Would you take the option, if it were presented to you, to sit 7,000 consecutive minutes in traffic as if you have to stay awake, whatever. Like we went through a whole series of these. Like what would you condense into one sitting so you never had to deal with it the rest of the year? There were some things like that, like just sitting in the car holding a steering wheel for 7,000 minutes.
Right.
Doesn't sound great to me.
No.
But like I would brush my teeth for a week straight so I didn't have to do it, you know. But
there you go. We're gonna have to think all these up, so when it gets really slow in June, we'll have these to fall back on.
The hope here is that this seed gets planted and you guys who are listening can't help but think about these things,
right?
So and that's let the record state that it's Greg's fault,
right? So at any rate, definitely could not do what those kids do. Obviously the things the families
whole thing's
go
awesome.
Through that are support, the support for them is fantastic. And yeah, I think awesome is the perfect word to use there.
That's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're talking Penn State football, also talking Thon and some other things that came up over the past few days. It's spring-like here in central Pennsylvania, and there's no better time, I think, as the calendar starts to flip from February to March to start thinking about the blue-white game and our good friends at GoPSURV.com. Blue-white game is approaching, coming up in April. We can almost say next month as we sit here today. We've got an exciting announcement as part of that in conjunction with our friends over at GoPSURV.com. Keystone Sports is giving away an RV for the blue-white weekend at the GoPSURV.com lot. You arrive on Friday. You stay through Sunday. You can enjoy the 409 tailgate barbecue and free shuttle to and from the game. And, of course, there'll be some goodies provided in your RV courtesy of our KSM partners. Just download the Keystone Sports app. You will see the RV button to enter to win. You get one entry per email address. If you want to get tricky with it, register as many email addresses as you want. We were just talking about we have not publicized this as of yet, and there are already entries there. And that's flattering, right? I mean, if you're off peak hours on the Keystone Sports app looking around, we appreciate that. Click on the RV button. Get involved. We did it last year. It was a huge success. So get involved. Check it out. We always recommend going. We've been there a few times ourselves and think it's an awesome time. Go PSURV.com. Download the Keystone Sports app. What do you think, Greg, just briefly about Penn State and the Paterno family making peace? What does that mean to you? Like, not to overthink it, but just looking ahead. I mean, I think probably you can just say long overdue to just come to some kind of resolution and for those sides to be friends and not feuding with one another in courts and that kind of thing.
Yeah, pretty upset that it wasn't released at 4:09 p.m., to be honest. But other than that.
That would have been spectacular.
Yeah, I did. You know, it was like 2:22 p.m., which just doesn't have quite the same ring to it or significance. But no, I think that, you know, James Franklin talks a lot about getting everyone pulling the rope in the same direction, and that if Penn State as a football program, as a university, is going to continue climbing the ladder to elite status, it's going to need to have everyone kind of pulling in the same direction. And I'm not saying this resolution will make that happen overnight, but it certainly heals, at least on the surface, one divide. Now, there's going to be some people who will never be able to let go one side or the other. But to me, it heals a divide that was seems to me that they needed to get this is something that can only help at this point. I think is
I have thought that Penn State either needed to embrace or shun Joe Paterno. Like, don't let him be the man who remains nameless for all of
right.
eternity. You know, let's come to some kind of position, do whatever it takes to take a position on what Joe Paterno means to your university and football program moving forward. I think this is a step in that direction.
Definitely. And now you can, you know, start again, all sides can move forward. And, you know, again, not that they weren't focusing on how the university, the football program, the athletic department can move forward and continue moving up. But, you know, again, it takes away one divide that was there. Even if it's never going to completely go away, it certainly puts things moving in the right direction to do just that.
Just 10 seconds. Pat Narduzzi suspended two days of summer training camp because he and his staff weren't able to cheat properly.
Yeah, I was taken aback by that because I'm pretty sure they're not the only program who has something like that.
Absolutely.
So the question just becomes, how did they screw up so badly that they got caught so red-handed that they had to agree to these penalties? And the other thing, man, not that it has anything to do with football, but Kevin Stallings might be the worst hire in Power 5 basketball program history. I know there's some other candidates, but that was bad.
He's in that conversation. We're going to take a quick break. Three players to watch on the offensive side. Stick around.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated. And it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
The blue-white game is coming soon, and GoPSURV.com has you covered with their best deals ever. RVs for the weekend starting at just $500. Even better, whatever you spend on the spring game can be used as a credit for any game in the fall. Spend the weekend in a luxury RV. Enjoy 409 Tailgate Club Barbecue and a free bus ride to and from the stadium. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 800-519-8467 for all the details.